Thank everybody for tuning in today. Welcome. Thank you to everyone for tuning in to another fantastic program this evening. We are conducting a special program. We're dedicating this entire program to our brothers, sisters, and people of goodwill in Flint, Michigan. This is the Flint, Michigan Crisis Program tonight, and we are very honored and blessed to have on our live line tonight Brother Minister Warrior from the Warrior Foundation, and he is in Flint, Michigan, and he is also from Flint, Michigan, here to tell us what time it really is on the NEA2X radio network so that we can better understand what is exactly taking place in Flint, Michigan due to the water crisis in that city. Brother Warrior, peace to you and welcome to the program, and thank you for taking your time to call in and share with us what we need and want to hear.
Thank you, and your listening audience. I feel honored. I just want to say we want to give praise to God and to the Almighty. Here in the city of Flint, as you know, we had a crisis with our water situation. Over 100,000 residents has been poisoned. Certainly, they had an opportunity to make it right, but the establishment governor, Rick Snyder, and the EM, the emergency managers, have destroyed all 8 of the African American cities in the city of, in the state of Michigan. Flint happened to be one of those cities that's been destroyed. From our educational system to the workload in the city of Flint, we have 100,000 residents has been poisoned with women and children. No bone about it. When it comes to water, you can't do too many things without it. At this time, it happened. Let's just go back to when it started. The water system was making $77 million a year in Flint. That's what they were bringing into the city in a poverty, high unemployment, high crime rate community. But then they decided to come up with a pipeline. So they sold off and cut us off from Detroit to build a pipeline. So in the process of them building this pipeline from Port Huron, Michigan, into Flint, Michigan, at that point, they had a situation when as they got off of the Detroit water, which Detroit water was charging us astronomical amounts of money, and it was losing. It was leaking from Detroit to Flint, which is 65 miles. They were leaking because the pipes was bad when they switched over. But then Governor Rick Snyder decided that when he sent the emergency manager in here, they decided, okay, we can't afford to pay Detroit to buy water. So then General Motors got into the fight, which General Motors, which makes GM cars, they said, we cannot use the Flint River water. We're going to pull out, which that took $400,000 out of the budget when GM pulled out. Then they stated that, hey, we can't use the Flint River water that corrodes our car parts and our engines because it's not good. In terms of that, the Governor Rick Snyder took, and he had water brought in for all the government offices, for all the state workers. At that point, they knew that the water was poison in the Flint River. The Flint River is the river
now
that...
Now, what year was that the state government offices were getting water from, getting clean water,
okay,
the state offices?
What year
was that, sir?
Once they decided, 2014, I believe they knew in 2013, but they went on the record saying in 2014, 2015, now it's 16, they have given the people poison water. And at that point, the governor he made sure he changed out all the state buildings with good, clean water. At that time, they disconnected from Detroit water and went to the river water. The river water is where people have been dumping for years and years and years. Everything from lead levels was too high. They had all kind of all type of bacteria. Let's just put it that way, because we still don't know how much bacteria is in there. But we do know this, that lead is in there at one of the highest levels for children. All the children in this community in Flint, Michigan, has been affected by lead. For those that don't know, it's nowhere on record you can find tomorrow that they got a cure for lead. Lead eats up the nervous system in children. It eats it up to when as they have a short attention span, they can't focus, and the bottom line is that they don't have a cure for lead. So these children has been ruined for life. Some of them would have been doctors and lawyers, honor roll students. But as you know, the governor is simply, they said, well, what's the solution? He have to change over 100,000 residents. They have to dig up the city of Flint. It's been poisoned. The elderly people that take showers in this water, It dries your skin out. It came out today with another report saying don't use the diapers in the water on our babies. If you have babies, they don't want you to use diapers. You have to use they don't want you to use cloth diapers that you wash because the chemicals in the water is so strong that it's eating them up. If you look at last month's Time magazine, it's a young baby boy on there, beautiful kid. Made front page of Time magazine. He's on steroids now because of the blisters. You just got to find a Time magazine. Last month's edition, he made the front cover. Okay, we go back to 2014 to now. People have been drinking this poison water all over the city, restaurants. Now they have affected the little tax base that was left for the barbershops, the beauty shops. If you're getting your hair washed, it's on the record that all the hair falling out all over town. They got blisters all over their bodies. Their children are breaking out in rashes. The nervous conditions from the lead is eating the children. And when you go a little farther, you can't find anyone on record saying they can cure these kids. It's a long-term effect, which the governor has said, well, they said they estimate to be $100 million. He said, well, I'm going to give them what they need. So at this point, what they need to do in the city of Flint. They're giving away a lot of water. God knows I appreciate all the people around the country that are supporting the Warrior Foundation, that's sending us. But you got to, let's look a little deeper now. If we know, being African Americans in the hood, that they sent 100,000 registered, but we know we got Ray Ray, Shanuki, Shanene, Little Willie, Uncle Willie, that stand in these homes because they can't take care of themselves for whatever reason. So we got more than 100,000 people that's been effective, but they want to just use the residents for the people that didn't make the quota. So we have so many brothers and sisters that's in the project. A lot of them, the project is the same. I tell people all over the world, the project is the same in every city. That some of them don't have a car. Some of them have six babies. Some of them has been deserted. Some of them don't have a family. Some families, some church folks are staying with their families. We having all these breakdowns now after having the stabber. We had the stabber 2 or 3 years ago, which it was a Arab individual from Kuwait came and he stabbed several African-American men to death in the city of Flint. Right after that, it was high unemployment. Right after that, in high incarceration rate. Now we have the next crisis, and this is one of the biggest crises that I've ever seen, people poison 100,000 African-Americans and poor people on the Latino side. We have 1,000 families on the east side. You have the north side of Flint is African-Americans. You have on the east side, you have white and Mexicans and Hispanics. Majority of the Hispanic people has been poisoned. They've been drinking the water straight through. They didn't even know they could get free water because they can't speak English. Nobody interpreted them.
Nobody came down to inform them about this genocidal crisis, because the figure is staggering. When you say 100,000 residents of Flint are poisoned.
Absolutely.
And as you also stated, the number has to be higher because of situations where family members are living with other family members and not necessarily known to be living there. So just to start off with 25,000, with 15,000, with 10,000, I mean 100,000 people poisoned by the water. You also stated, and we all agree, that you can't live without water. We know we need water every day for human consumption, internal and external, and yet the water in Flint, Michigan. Sir, when you turn on the water in Flint, Michigan, in the homes or in the businesses or in the restaurants, describe for us what that water looks like and smells like and anything else you want to offer so we can get a clear understanding. February 16th, 2016, the water crisis in Flint, Michigan.
Well, the water, when you turn on your tap, if you've ever been in a hog's pen or been around a deceased individual, that's how the water comes out, so strong, and then it comes out like brown clay out of your tap, no matter what. Then they say, well, they had an advisory. Yesterday, 2 days ago, they said, well, hey, boil the water. Well, you can't boil the water because when you boil the water, the lead still gets into your skin. So now they're saying you can't wash your diapers and put them on your children because the diapers has the chemical in it to eat the rash. The rash breaks out on the children.
So
when you talk about 100,000, just imagine 100,000 people has been poisoned. No matter what they show y'all in the news, it's 100,000 people. But as you know, little Ray Ray fell through the crack. He had to come back home with the three kids. Then Mary went through. The hood is still the hood, no matter what they say. I don't care how.
There's an awful smell when you turn on your tap water. Is that what you were saying, sir? As well as the color of the water that's coming out of the faucets.
Water smells so bad.
Say it again.
Smells real bad.
Okay, the water smells bad, and the water is the color of rust or iron. Is that right?
It's a brown, rust, copper penny type color water that comes through the taps in 100,000 residences in the city of Flint.
And that's including homes, businesses. Now, what about the government offices that you stated? The governor, Rick Snyder, had put water treatments, I think you said, into the office buildings. Are they still getting clean water, or is that just in the coolers? I can't see how the plumbing, if you're in the restroom, how the plumbing would be different. What is that like now?
He brought on the records. He brought after GM told him they wasn't going to build their car parts. They stated, and I'll send you the article where General Motors said we would not build our car parts in Flint, Michigan, because of the water that would rust. He in turn went to all his people, which worked in government buildings, and put tanks in with water, different water from the water that's running through the taps, through the lines. They putting filters out through the neighborhood, but here's my deal with the filters. They saying, well, get you a filter, put a filter. Some people don't even know how to put the filter on proper.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't have the strength to put those filters on, period. And some of them got the same faucet they done had 40 years that the filters won't fit. I can give you all the scenarios, and then the filters don't clean 100% of lead. So what are you saying? Well, if they get 5% of lead, and then they tell me, the Surgeon General's and saying, well, hey, we don't have a cure for lead. So therefore, more and more lead is steady going into the people every day.
Every single day. We're on the line right now. This is a special program this evening here on NEA 2X Radio, and our special guest is calling in from Flint, Michigan, working to help many people. He's going to let us know after the break some of the things that he did just past weekend in Flint, Michigan. He is a resident, and he's given us the facts and the information that we need to know that should definitely be emphasized and emphasized when 100,000 people do not have access to clean water, regardless if it's internal or external or plumbing in the restroom, here in America in 2016. Our guest is Minister Warrior from the Warrior Foundation. We're going to get much more information. Don't go anywhere. We're here on NEA 2X Radio, the voice of the people, and we will return in just one moment. Keep it right here. Brothers and sisters, the struggle continues. It's either justice or else. Let us continue to spend with those that look like us. We're talking about financing and economically supporting quality professional black-owned businesses. It's a good thing. It's a good idea. It's a smart idea, and it's the right idea. Let's move forward to wake up, to rise up, and to get up and unite and pool our economic resources together. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his national representative, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, are leading the charge toward a true, full, and complete freedom for brothers and sisters worldwide. See the mission statement and more at blackonblackunity.com or call Muhammad's Mosque, number 4, in Washington, D.C., to see how you can be part of the movement of justice or else. The movement justice or else continues. Call 202-506-6940. Also, President Barack Obama, the 44th president, the current president, and of course he is the 44th president of the United States, is another black history maker. Despite all of the unfair and diabolical disrespect he endures while in office, be sure to get your copy of the countless accomplishments and his successes during his first year in office. Share with your children and grandchildren's children the accomplishments of President Barack Obama, his first year in the White House. Audio copy at VLB Productions, and audio copy email at VLBPro@Verizon.net. That's V as in victory, L as in love, B as in black, pro@Verizon.net. Copies are only $5, and with shipping and handling fees, a total of $8.99. You want to share and know what President Barack Obama accomplished just in his first year in the White House, featuring Dr. Ife Williams with the facts and the details. Dr. Ife Williams is CEO and president of the hard-working, productive organization, the National Congress of Black Women. Call to find out much more of what they're doing in your community. That's the National Congress of Black Women. You can phone them at 202-678-6788. All right, we're back in the studio with a soldier, and indeed he is, working night and day tirelessly, talking to all kind of media around the country, because to me, there's not enough emphasis put on the catastrophe, the Holocaust, if you will, that's going on, affecting 100,000 people in Flint, Michigan, who do not have access to clean water. Rather, regardless if the water is drank or the water is used for cleaning or whatever they want to use their water for, our guest, Brother Minister Warrior from the Warrior Foundation, who will be giving out his information toward the end of the program, because we all want to be involved in helping in this unbelievable crisis that he lives with and sees every single day. Brother Warrior, before the break, this last past weekend, you were doing active work in Flint, Michigan. Please update us and share with us what took place.
Well, what they're doing here, the governor is controlling it so well that he controls the National Guard. You have the National Guard on the ground here. You have the state troopers here. You have the sheriff department. All these entities is out. They have spent over $500,000 with just the sheriff with the state troopers, I should say. I don't know the number for the sheriff department. They have spent $500,000 plus their regular pay. And I got the highest unemployment in the state, or probably in the country right now. We did last weekend. We give away truckloads of water. I try to get Pampers in my ministry. I try to get baby wipes in my ministry. We definitely try, and I try to do it 3 to 4 days a week, because as you know, the expenses is astronomical when you have an 18,000 square foot warehouse and the money is not tripling down like it didn't triple down in New Orleans. It didn't triple down in St. Louis. It didn't happen here in the city of Flint. It's coming in, but our people have a factor of we believe the other people's water is colder than ours, because none of the funds are tripling down to our people in the neighborhoods. You have to come and actually see our neighborhoods, abandoned houses for blocks and blocks and blocks. Your children don't have the playground. The schools are closed up. You got boarded up homes, and yet they still won't give them jobs after poisoning 100,000 residents. We have over that many. When they say 100,000, that's just on the file. But if we look at it, as you know, we got several different families in one family flat, and now they're giving away 2 cases of water. I try to give them the whole truckload and ask the Lord to bless us with more, because think about it, giving you 2 cases of water and you got 5 people in the family, or you got 7 and you got 8. But normally our families are 5 to 6 strong, and they're giving away 2. They got to run around town trying to get water, falling out with each other because So Lil Willie don't have no gas. He can't ride you today. He got to try to find gas money. Mary want to take everybody from the project, but she got to get gas money. I mean, it's tripling on down. The people going to dialysis, they're struggling because the water is bad for dialysis. You can't get around it. Then you talk about all the babies are breaking out with blisters. Then they saying we're going to test the babies from 6 and under. Now they come out today, they trying to stop them. They're charging the people $36 to get the blood test. $36 for each person that goes to get a blood test to see how much lead is in their bodies. It's going to get even worse here because it's not going to be overnight like they're saying. They're not. You can't dig up 100,000 residents and put that type of piping down without chaos. That's why they got the National Guard here on the ground. They got the state troopers knocking on the doors. A lot of the brothers ain't letting the – y'all know how it go. They not opening their doors. They see these big old boys with these big old pistols on their side and talking about they coming to help. Well, they are. If they want to help, they have to say take the $500,000 they paying them in overtime plus their checks and give it to the people, give jobs to the people in the village. But that's not happening. So then we want to look at the fact of that people that don't have cars. People that can't get in with live on the far end of town.
In other words, we're talking about the voiceless, the poor. We're talking about brothers and sisters that, as you stating, they have a crisis, but then they have an additional crisis in their attempt to find help and to find solutions and resources toward their help is amplified because of a lack of economics. And it's just one problem after another. Let me go back to the hospitals. What are the hospitals doing? What is their water supply like, if you know?
Okay. Well, Hurley Medical Center has a doctor that tried to tell them quite some time that we had a lead problem. They said she was crazy. They said Dr. Moniz, she's crazy. She don't know what she's talking about. They fought us for, I think I brought it to the forefront 2 years ago to Reverend Al Sharpton's Keep It Real. He was in 2 years ago, me and Brother Charles Williams, state president of NAN in Michigan, we started giving water away because we understood. See, a lot of people, keep in mind, my sister, they don't understand because you can be down so long that you don't understand what's really happening to you. See?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
and then been two y'all of brothers explaining it. I mean, you your trust value is weak.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about something as serious as that. So y'all started talking. Reverend Charles Williams, as Brother Minister Warrior stated, is the Detroit president of the Great National Action Network, founded by Reverend Al Sharpton. So you said you two gentlemen noticed what the problem was because the doctor, Dr. Mona, she had tested children in Flint and saw alarming high lead levels. And as you said, she rang the bell and was practically told, you don't know what you're talking about. And so you gentlemen and perhaps others started the grassroots effort to alarm people, hey, we have a serious drinking water problem. 2 years ago, this is 2016, so you're talking 2014, sir?
I believe it's further back, but this is when they want to say, but even giving children Kool-Aid with lead in for 2 years, and then you don't have Dr. Mona saying there's no cure. She's one of the top doctors in the medical clinic here at Hurley Medical Center. And again, you have to understand, these guys could have stopped this by treating the water $100 a day. $100 a day, all they had to do is treat the water. But they said, no. You had one group over here trying to steal the water called the KWA Pipeline. They wanted to run new pipeline from Port Huron to Flint. Then the ER, which is the emergency manager sent in by Governor Rick Snyder, they said, well, hey, we're not going to keep paying Detroit for all this water. We're going to just send them back to the Flint River. So they took all the people to the river. In this river, you got dead bodies. You got cars, you got animals, you got everything under the sun, and you got chemicals from DuPont paint. General Motors, they've been dumping in the river for years, years. And that's why General Motors.
I would assume if one was riding over a bridge and looking from their cars or buses and looking at that river is brown and murky and dark.
Absolutely. It's a dark brown river with everything under the sun. And, again, General Motors made it real clear when they pulled out of here in 14, hey, we're not going to use the Flint River water to build our cars and to make our parts because it decays our parts. It rusts our parts.
Yeah, yeah. The water, like you're saying, GM, General Motors, said, no, we can't use this water after the big switch, after the emergency managers came in under the direction of Governor Rick Snyder, then GM said, we're not going to deal with it. This water contaminates parts. You're talking about steel. You're not even talking about humans.
Right.
So now, if it's doing that to parts, we can only imagine the long-term effect of what is taking place from drinking and from washing and utilizing that water for your consumption during a two-year period. So in the hospitals, again, I'm not clear. In the hospitals, what are they using today,
Hospital, everybody's bringing water in. Everybody. You got trucks and trucks from God knows.
Places like hospitals are priorities.
Everything.
And like you say, people on dialysis. What is the mood of the city, the residents? What are you all saying to one another? Are there meetings? Are there, meetings nightly or weekly? What are the residents saying to one another?
Well, we're giving Mr. Rick Snyder 30 days, the end of this month. If not, we're calling on a national march on the city of Flint because this is something that everybody in the world should not never let. It shouldn't have never ever happen in America. It should never happen.
The big $1 billion question is, why does he still have a job?
We're calling for his resignation now.
100,000 people contaminated with the water supply. How does he still have a job? I can't figure that out.
Well, he's fine. Everybody else, they just found all of his people. The federal government has sent the federal marshals to serve them subpoenas to speak in Washington. So at this point, he got four of them resigned. He's saying he didn't know. But how can it be that you sending these ERs and the emergency managers in Pontiac and Detroit and Saginaw and Benton Harbor, every black city he sent, it's almost like a genocide in those cities. The people are very down. The morale is down. I'm telling you now, the morale
of these... I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
The morale of our people are down. They're down in Detroit, 65 miles south. They're down in Saginaw, 25 miles north. Benton Harbor, Pontiac, Michigan. The ER, emergency manager, have destroyed the African-American community base. Now they want to say, well, the governor's doing an investigation. Well, at this point, they got the money cut off from the people because he's paying all of his people. Ain't nobody going to lash out at him. That's why every day we try to go on a talk show. We try to tell people they're showing bits and pieces of the water crisis. But God knows in heaven, this is just the beginning of a long uphill battle because a lot of the children is going to start having these issues. Their parents, see, one thing about a mother or father that's been good to the children and their children go down and they can't help them. See, there's nowhere they can't even go to Dr. Mona and get any help from the hospital because there's no cure. You cannot find no cure
for
lead
contamination.
The battle is just beginning for the babies.
And from what I understand, it takes four generations for the lead to come out of the DNA of one family or one individual.
That's right.
We're talking serious long-term effects. We're not talking change the pipes and everything is good to go. We're talking serious medical calamities for probably another 100 years. I mean, I'm not trying to exaggerate. It's why we're having the program today, so that we that do not live in Flint, we who are not getting the information as clear as you are articulating it to us today, we need to understand our fellow residents, brothers and sisters, people of goodwill that live in Flint, Michigan, what they are suffering. I mean, this is suffering. We see these type of things on infomercials. When you look at Mother Africa and you see a tribe or you see a village of brothers and sisters suffering from a lack of clean, decent water. But it's just unthinkable that it's right here in the United States, there in Flint, Michigan.
One of the at one time, Flint was one of the richest cities in America. It was so rich that people were very, very successful because they had migrated from the South and from all over the world to come here to have a good life, a better life. But now you have to be able to see its ravaged neighborhoods, plight everywhere, plight for miles. I mean, it's one of the most disturbing things that I've ever seen the government people do to America.
There is a definitely failure. I mean, a complete failure from Rick Snyder, his decision to
his whole administration. His whole administration. Let me say this to you.
Sure.
Anybody that was in Flint, Michigan, and certainly I charge them with this as well. People that came here to conventions, family reunions, class reunions, funerals, all of that for the last 2 years, all of 14, all of 15, if your babies was in Flint, Michigan, they got it. I charged them with that. If they was here at a class reunion, family reunion, Passover, any type, church reunions, they have it. It's in their bodies all over the world now.
If you came in contact with water in Flint, Michigan in the last 24 months, there is a major certainty that you are contaminated with the water, being that you took a shower, you drank something that was mixed with water, and that is something that each person may want to get to their doctor or hospital to do a test in the supply, because not only is lead one of the major minerals in the water, but also iron. Iron is also coming out of the pipes in Flint, Michigan, and it is just a huge, huge, it's hard to describe how horrible it is in Flint, Michigan. And that's why we're very grateful, brother, that you came on today. You're there. Were you born and raised in Flint?
No, I came here. At the time we came here, General Motors was hiring back in the 70s. And I hired in the GM. I came from Oklahoma City and made it my home because that was the end thing. We all came here. And some of us made it, some of us didn't, and now they would do this to them. Mm-hmm. My whole thing is now, the question I'm asking the government, what are you going to do about the people that's in Texas and Washington, D.C. that was in Flint 2 years ago to any type of reunion? They drunk that water. They went in those restaurants. It's in their children. They saying, well, brother, no. Think about it. We didn't have class reunion. We didn't have every type of reunion there is. We good at reunions. They were in this city in the last 24 months. Their children got that problem. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, my gracious. It's just a horrible, horrible situation, but it has to be dealt with, and it will be dealt with. Like Dick Gregory and Kathy Hughes, owner, founder of Radio One and TV One, constantly say, information is power. So we're being empowered right now, because I believe even the major networks have failed in emphasizing the crisis that is taking place in Flint, Michigan right now. We do have some of the news commentators that have taken an individual approach to making sure mainstream allows us to know something about it. But it's not enough. It's not making the impact. I didn't get the full impact until I spoke to you last week. I thought I was right at the hearings here in Washington, D.C., and I have to really compliment Congressman Elijah Cummings and also Washington, D.C.'s delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton and also others. I don't know their names, but they were really firing up the EPA, who sat in place for Governor Rick Snyder, who didn't even show. He didn't even come to Washington to answer what was taking place under his watch. Now, we're going to take another quick commercial break. We're going to come right back, because under Governor Rick Snyder's watch is $50 billion. And we want our guest, Brother Minister Warrior, to share with us that surplus in the state of Michigan, again, $50 billion that could take care of this problem before sundown each day. The water crisis in Flint, Michigan is what our program is about today. It's a special edition, and we're getting the facts, and we're also encouraging everyone listening, to please become involved, because our guest, Brother Warrior, Minister Warrior from Flint, Michigan, and he has the Warrior Foundation, is going to share with us what we can do so we're not duplicating things that have already been done. I'm sure there's so much more we can do once we get the actual facts of finding out how we can be part of the solution to what's going on in Flint, Michigan. It should be on every headline. They need to take the television shows off and get this problem in everybody's living room immediately. But I'm grateful that you're getting it here at NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people. We're going to pay a few bills and thank our guest again, Brother Warrior from Flint, Michigan, who is here giving us the facts and the details of what's taking place in Flint, Michigan. Keep it right here. I'm NEA2X. We'll be right back. It's Sports Talk every week with host Brother Trey. That's right. Nothing is off the table. The fellas are covering down regardless if it's football, swimming, pound for pound, boxing, racing, and the hoops. If it's sports, then you'll find it here on Sports Talk, hosted by Brother Trey every week. If it is controversial or worthy of criticism or giving up the props, Trey and the fellas don't hold back. It's all for you on Sports Talk with Brother Trey on NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people. And Trey generally holds his program every Thursday at 7 p.m., and then you can hear it at 9:30 p.m. as much as you like, right here on NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people. Also, sponsoring the portion of the program is the Greater D.C. chapter of the National Action Network. They invite the residents of the DMV, that's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, to become members of our local chapter. The National Action Network, founded by Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton in 1991, well known for fighting for the civil and human rights for all citizens. no justice, no peace. NAN, as it is commonly called, also promotes voter registration, helping the homeless, veteran benefits, and a whole lot more. Call the national headquarters in New York City for your local chapter. Call 212-690-3070. For the DMV chapter, please call 202-352-2121. It's the National Action Network. No justice, no peace. All right, we're back in the studio and privileged indeed to be back with our guest calling in. He's boots down in Flint, Michigan. In fact, he is a resident of Flint, Michigan, calling in and making sure we understand what is taking place, a serious crisis in Flint, Michigan, dealing with water. Our guest today is Minister Warrior from the Warrior Foundation. And as he stated early in the program, you really can't live without water. We need clean drinking water, and we need clean water to be clean internally, externally, and to wash and scrub away debris and all kind of dirt and filth. And yet over 100,000 lives are poisoned right now as we speak, and we want to find out what we can do to help those citizens in Flint, Michigan. Our guest, Brother Minister Warrior, has the Warrior Foundation. Sir, tell us what the Warrior Foundation is and how we can help you to accomplish what you're doing.
Okay, the Warrior Foundation was designed to help inner city. We work with inner city youths. We work with women in shelters, battered women. We furnish homes. And this crisis has been one of the biggest tasks and testimonies. We have a web-paid warriorinternationalfoundation.com. You can go on there. You see a lot of the things that we do. Certainly we support those that come home. That's, we try to welcome each and every family to the community that's down and out. And what I found out lately, the majority, we're 65% African-Americans here, and I would be willing to say 62% are down and out right now. So we need Pampers. We need gas for them. We need baby wipes. We need so many things now that people don't take it for granted. That if you see your babies, your children, your husband, love them, because you can't only imagine being a good mother, good father, good uncle, good auntie, and you can't help your kids. And that's what's been happening here. They mean well, but we also know that if we don't sound the alarm now, I'm telling you, this thing is going to get much bigger than Flint, Michigan. I don't know where a lot of people have been, but I do know if you've been in Flint, Michigan, and stayed here any length of time and used any of the water here, the water from 2014 to right now has been contaminated, has been poisoned. The whole city of Flint is poisoned. We can't get enough water. I can't get enough baby wipes. I can't buy enough. Everything we get is a 7-day job. It ain't no pick up and put down religion. And if you go to the warriorinternationalfoundation.com, you will see our whole account, our PayPal account, and certainly I want you to exercise your mind and think about when was the last time you was in Flint, Michigan, when was your out of there. If they don't stay in D.C., I want you to reach out to the ones in California, reach out to the ones in Texas. All y'all haven't talked lately that's been to Flint for whatever reason, have the babies checked. Because this thing is much serious. Today, they said, well, hey, the people on dialysis. The brother said, hey, a lot of people come in on dialysis. We don't see them no more. Mm. Now the next thing is the hot water tanks are going out. They're already poor. They don't have anything. Now hot water tanks is $400 and $500 due to this water that's going through the pipes. The lead is a bad thing. Most people here are sick. They don't know because they live in energy. You can be down so long that you don't know. They're still going up in these stores, these Arab stores. You think they would close the stores. You think they would change the game. They have not changed the game. But it's nothing in the hood. We don't have a Kroger's. We don't have a Safeway. They got all corner stores, and they're taking advantage with a 95% markup all over the neighborhood. What are they going to do when the babies is howling? Milk, bread, high, $5 for a loaf of bread.
Oh, my gracious. Well, I mean, look, let's see. You said warriorinternational.com is your website.
Warrior International Foundation.com.
Is that WARRIOR International.com?
Warrior International Foundation.com.
Foundation. Okay. Sorry.
Warrior International Foundation.com.
Thank you, sir. Warrior International Foundation.com is where we can find your website.
And our address.
Also, and you also gave us things that you needed: Pampers, gas, oil, baby wipes, water, of course. Where do we send these?
You can send
these items to.
You can send it to 4905 Clio Road, C-L-I-O Road, 4905 Clio Road, Flint, Michigan, 48504. The
All right.
Warrior International Foundation.com.
Okay, and so on the outside of the envelope, people are sending good checks. That would be Warrior Foundation?
The Warrior Foundation.
Okay, because I will be spreading this information on throughout other radio programs as well to make sure the listeners are informed, because so many people do want to help, people from all walks of life. And I like the way you are making sure that the voiceless, the brothers and sisters are getting their share of resources that are coming in, because you mentioned earlier that they were not. But the address, again, is 4905 Clio Road, that's C-L-I-O, in Flint, Michigan. And I think you said the zip code was 48504.
Correct. And let me say
to
this last piece.
Sir?
Let me say this last piece as well.
Sure.
See, we're not talking about the handicap. We're not talking about the brother was in Vietnam that can't get to the door. We're not talking about the brother that's blind. We're not talking about the sister that can't hear. You don't see none of this on all this TV. But we're not talking about the brother that's bedridden, the sister that's bedridden. We got to go find them. We got to reach way down. It's something like you've never, ever seen in your life. And they're there. They're there. What about the brother that didn't take his medicine?
Mm-hmm.
What about the brother that's really sick? What about the brother needs supervision? What about the sister that got 5 or 6 babies, but she's sick now? She
mm-hmm.
can't get her medicine. She can't take care of children. It's 100,000 residents that's been poisoned in the
city
of Michigan.
Yes, sir. The $50 billion that the state of Michigan has, and Governor Rick Snyder admits that there's a surplus. Break it down for us, Minister Warrior, please.
Let's just look at his rainy day fund. The rainy day fund has $1 billion sitting. We ain't got to go no further. $1 billion sitting in his rainy day fund. He stated in a news conference that I'm gonna give them what they need. You're going to give them what they need, and you was the problem. You caused the problem, and you got on the record with all this. He got it. And then they Obama. Let's look at President Obama. We have to be very, very careful now. If we don't go to the polls in large numbers with what they're doing now, I guarantee you it'll be the mistake of our life. We have to go to the polls like we went in 08. We have to go to the polls like we went for President Obama. We have to stop these people, and we got to stop them now. We got to pick up everybody to go to the polls. We got to do as Malcolm said. We got to go to the polls by any means necessary, because this is not a game. This
no.
is something very, very serious when people pull the trigger and hang 100,000 people at one time.
Absolutely. Let's see, because we're at the end of the program, but we will have you back anytime you want to come back to keep us updated and to keep us on. Now, I want to get more information about the march. The march is going to take place in Flint. At least the talks of the march is going to take place at the end of this month, February, if Governor Snyder does not do anything to help the residents. And the march, the objective of the march is what, sir?
Well, I gotta prepare to shut him down.
Okay.
Let me take you back. Keep in mind, when Dr. King realized that we had a problem in America, he was in a beautiful church called Dexter in Alabama. But Martin King was a young man when he came out. We have to stop these people. Michigan, Flint, is the most racist city in America, in Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan, very racist community. We got to stop these people by any means necessary. I'm sending an alarm out to all national groups, all clergies, all brothers, sisters. We have to stop this from happening, because what happened to Flint, it could happen to you.
That's absolutely true, and we're trying to get the facts about it now. So at the end of the month, there's serious talks on your end in Flint about having a national march. Will you keep up here at Near2X Radio, the voice of the people, informed? Because there are many people listening right now that not only want to send the resources to the address you gave us, and also email you at warriorinternationalfoundation.com.
Absolutely.
But also people want to come to Flint to join the march in order to shut them down, because I don't understand why a person has a job like that. I do know if it had been me, it'd be no questions asked. I'd be gone. But why does he still have his job? So please keep us informed so that we can make sure others that definitely want to come to Flint to help out in this march. How about that?
I will certainly keep you informed as we progress. We meet with the NAACP president. We're going to do a Reverend Jesse Jackson. We're preparing to deal with this guy. We would like to see... resign. We'll send word that we would like for you to step down. We have recall language to recall him at this time. So again, keep in mind, I don't want people to be mad at President Obama, because they have $1 billion in a rainy day fund.
And that $1 billion, you're talking about $1 billion, and I had mentioned $50 billion coming out of Lansing. He has $50 billion dollar surplus in Lansing, Michigan, and you are educating us on a $1 billion fund that he's sitting on in another area of Michigan, and we're talking about the governor, the current governor of Michigan, Governor Rick Snyder, and yet these monies are not being moved to help in the most serious crisis known in America in modern times, when the residents are not accessible to adequate, clean drinking water here in the modern times of 2016. So you mentioned the NAACP. How about the National Action Network?
Reverend Sharpton is in tune. Everybody, first, when you do a national, you start sending it. We're sending the SOSs out now. Just like you got it, everybody's waiting for us to pull the trigger on which direction. Hopefully the guy go ahead and do what he needs to do. But here's the problem. We need $90 million to keep them from paying. They're paying for water they can't use. So what he did was said, hey, I won't give you the $90 million, but I give you $30 million. We asked for $55 million to start digging to change all the pipes. He gave them $25 million. See, so, I mean, this thing is so deep that he's not giving us enough to operate, so I'm still saying he needs to resign.
Oh, I agree. He definitely needs to resign. But even more than that, the problem needs to be repaired. You know, he needs to.
Right now.
He should have been gone yesterday. But
right.
The problem needs to be repaired, and it's going to be a very long time because we're talking health issues and we're talking infrastructure
right.
issues where you have to go into the ground and literally remove and replace. So you're not talking small projects at
That's
all.
Right.
You're talking major projects. And then the sad thing is you have the money to do it, and you're not doing it.
And the people
and our guest
suffer.
Today,
here's
Minister Warrior, here
yes.
from the Warrior Foundation. He said you can email him at warriorinternationalfoundation.com and to send in any type of
right.
resources from gas, oil. Well, you can't send gas, oil, disregard that, but you can take gas, oil to if you're in the nearby area, but you can send baby wipes,
yeah.
Pampers,
yeah.
water. What else, Brother
Minister? Our GoFund count is set up. It just, like I said, the more we wait, the worse it gets because the people they got it like martial law in here right now because they got policemen all over, Caucasians all over
yes,
our neighborhood.
Yes, sir, but what else do you need from the people because we're over?
Okay.
You got baby wipes, Pampers,
we
water.
We certainly need, like I said, again, water, baby wipes, Pampers, our GoFund account. We just need so much, you know,
okay.
they need a lot of love. People come in from all over to our foundation. Every Saturday we have teams of people come in and just work. If you want to just see it, we hand out water every Saturday morning.
What
all
time?
We start out on about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. We get water, we get truckloads away all day at the ministry.
And what time you end giving that water out?
As long as it takes.
And about how many people are coming through there every Saturday?
Oh, man, hundreds of them. Is that critical?
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Okay, well, we have something to start off here. May
yeah.
Allah God continue to bless you, your efforts, your team, and all of those that are on the ground that are working toward a real solution from 100,000 residents of Flint, Michigan, being poisoned under the governor, under the watch, on his watch, Governor Rick Snyder, who has not, as of yet, remedy the problem in a way that is acceptable to the people. He mentioned, our guest, that is, Minister Warrior mentioned $25 million is what Governor Snyder said that he would give, and the people need way more than $25 million
Absolutely.
To remedy a crisis beyond our imagination. You know, I thank you so much, brother, and I just have to have you come back and we can get into more of this conversation. Keep us updated about what's going on in Flint, Michigan, and you have the final closing remarks, sir.
Well, I'd like to ask for your prayers as well for the city of Flint. Keep in mind it's 65% African Americans, and this is one of the most heinous crimes I've ever seen in America, and certainly I want you to keep us in mind if you want to come here to fellowship with us, to work with us on a Saturday, People come from all over the country right now to work every Saturday. I guarantee you that you will have a excitement of your life just helping people. It's a joy. And you can also, like I said again, the Warrior International Foundation.com, or you can come to our ministry at 4905 Clio Road, Flint, Michigan, CLIO Road, Flint, Michigan. Thank you. God bless you. And I will talk with you soon.
God bless you, brother. God bless the residents of Flint, Michigan. And I was grateful that you pointed out it wasn't President Obama, as some of the GOP try to slide his name into the crisis, instead of talking about where this real problem lies, and it lies with the beginning of the governor of Michigan, who we support has to go, like anybody else would know he has to go, and that's Governor Rick Snyder.
Absolutely.
Thank you for tuning in to all of our listeners. Indeed, they're the best listeners on the planet. Thank you indeed for all of the sponsors that have come through today to help us support and bring us this program. That's Sports Talk with Brother Trey, the Greater D.C. Chapter of the National Action Network. Also, Muhammad's Mosque, number 4 in Washington, D.C., and the National Congress of Black Women, the CEO and President, Dr. E. Faye Williams. Thank you indeed to our engineer today, and that's Peanut. Peanut had us get it up and make sure that we stayed on and produced this very special, important program here with our guest, Minister Warrior. And, of course, we wouldn't be right if we did not thank him and thank him and thank him again. And that is, of course, our guest, Minister Warrior, from the Warrior Foundation. You can hear this program as often as you like. If you missed any information, just replay the program. It'll be up on air for you. I want to thank you. I'm Sister Nia2X. We're here at Nia2X Radio, and we are very, very blessed to have this program today with the Warrior Foundation and our guest, Minister Warrior, on the ground in Flint, Michigan, making sure that we understand what time it is in Flint, Michigan. Okay, so we're going to call it into the program, and you keep it right here, and God bless you. Remember, Frederick Douglass said, power concedes nothing without a demand. Be peaceful and keep moving forward. Peace.
Can't you hear the clock ticking? Or can't you see the changing sign? It's time for a new wine.
Just don't step out of the way. That world was old, cannot stay. Or can't you see the changing time? It's time for a new wine. Well, just forget about yesterday. That world was old, throw it away. Or can't you see?
Never ever really knew.